Well, we have a couple things to talk about today.
Yeah.
I mean, first we have to start with our underwhelming feelings about the Grammys.
Wow. I mean, God, I thought last year was bad.
Can I tell you something? I said this last week in the podcast, and I really truly feel this way. I have not been impressed by an award show in a very long time.
I wonder if it has something. You know, it's funny because I actually had friends texting me like that they love certain segments that I thought were just terrible.
Yeah.
And I wonder if some of it has to do with the fact that like we're so close to it that we look at it differently.
Maybe.
But yeah, like I texted a friend of mine who's a huge Demi Lovato fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought she sang the hell out of that song. And, you know, I commend her for getting up there and singing something emotional. But I thought the song was terrible.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know what a real fan thought. And I actually really like Demi Lovato. And so I texted a friend and she was like, I loved it. The lyrics, the voice, everything. And I'm just like, really? The lyrics? It would seem so cheesy and forced to me, but
yeah, I think people appreciate a raw moment,
right.
And that's what was happening
right
there. It could have also
she came out crying.
I mean, well,
I feel like she should have been crying at the end of that song.
Oh, you think it was staged?
Yeah.
Okay,
gotta get that glycerin out.
I do think that maybe something that played into our viewing experience was we were with a group of people. There were a lot of children running around. I couldn't really hear that much at the very beginning. So I'm not sure if that tainted things for us. I also think that day was a super heavy day with Kobe Bryant and all of those others passing away on that helicopter crash. It just, yeah, I think it had to be so kind of eerie to be at the Staples Center.
In that room, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it put a somber tone over the whole thing. Which then I guess as a viewer made me want to be lifted a little bit more.
Sure.
And then everyone's doing these like slow ballads, which are hard on television anyway.
Right.
And when you're grappling with like sadness, I guess, you know, a lot of people turn to slow, sad things when they want to like be in their sadness. But I felt like to make it good TV, it needed to sort of lift everyone up a little bit more.
Yeah.
It just felt slow and draggy and
but that's
dated.
All obviously pre-planned.
Yeah, a lot of it was pre-planned.
I didn't know this fact, but we were watching last night with another one of our friends who's in management, and she said, because someone said something about, do you get to pick the songs that you want to sing on an award show? And she goes, no. It's like the award show picks. So actually, I feel like a little bit shame on Grammys, because the show itself, like the layout and the performances and the like, what do you call that order? Wow. Why was that
the run of show?
The run of show. Thank you. That was very professional on your part. I feel like the run of show is just like a little off.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like if, you know, I'm no award show producer, but I feel like I would have started off talking with a moment of silence and a better picture of Kobe Bryant than the one that they put up. Like
right.
It was literally the worst photo of him ever. And then I would have lifted the moment with that Lizzo performance. I wouldn't have come in hot with Lizzo and then brought it down.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, like, I just feel like it should have just been the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come in. Let's, you know.
Put it out there.
Put it out there.
And then go to Lizzo.
You know, put our good thoughts out there for the families that were affected. And then try to, like, lift everyone up.
Right.
And it just, everything felt really disjointed and. God, it just felt so dated. Like, there were so many incredible performers that were nominated this year that could have had life-changing moments. Like Maggie Rogers, Tank and the Bangers, you know, what's the guy? Louis Capaldi. Like, arguably one of the biggest songs of the year. And he didn't get to perform.
I'm literally sitting here going, who?
Right? Well,
who is that?
He's a Scottish guy.
What is
looking for somebody to love. I wish we were somebody to love.
He looks a little
love.
Bit like a poor man's Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
But that song was massive.
It's huge.
And, you know, it was performed, but it was the melody of it was performed to new lyrics that Alicia Keys sang about
right.
the whole show. And I don't know. Like, I just felt like we didn't need a Prince tribute.
We didn't need Bonnie Raitt.
Like, honestly,
oh, see, I loved Bonnie Raitt.
I thought she was fantastic. But what I would have done is I would have had Ashley McBride sing that song, and it would have made it current. It would have made it a nominee on TV. It all just felt old. And and one of the things that I think that the Grammys are struggling with is that they're having a hard time getting in younger viewers, and that certainly didn't help. I don't think
so at all.
Maybe that's a little insider baseball, but.
Well, the Grammys used to be the best award show to me at all. So Grammys people, if you're listening, you can email us at casual@velvetsedge.com and we'll hook you up.
Yeah.
I think
I'll do it for free.
Yeah. All due respect to you guys, but like, I feel like we have some insight.
Well, I get that there's a lot of, they've got a lot of people, they're trying to please a lot of people. They're trying to make a great show. It's challenging. I don't think it's easy, but, it just needs to be like, let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's make it fun.
When Nick Jonas having something green in his teeth is the most tweetable moment of the show, there is an issue. Called it.
I saw it. And then we had that art. We were like going back and forth. Like, is it a missing tooth?
I thought it was a gap in his teeth.
Yeah. I definitely thought it was like a piece of salad or something. And we were like, oh God, this is definitely trending. And like while they were still on TV, it was like trending on Twitter.
Oh, it was amazing.
And then he did the right thing this morning and admitted it.
I love that he admitted it. Oh, it's just make fun of yourself. Yeah. You have to just laugh. I read a couple of funny tweets. It says, this girl, Allison, says, Nick Jonas had food in his teeth during his performance, and I think Joe and Kevin purposely didn't tell him as payback for breaking up the band years ago.
Snap.
Okay, another girl says, I'm jealous of whatever is stuck in Nick Jonas's teeth.
Who's not, girl?
Ew. that feels like, I don't know, such dirty, he seems like such a child
but
to
he's
me.
But he's grown up. He's a man now.
Is he?
I mean, he's a lot
he's still
younger
in a band
me,
called the Jonas
in...
Brothers. So this girl says, damn, Nick Jonas Brothers did him dirty for not telling him he had an entire salad stuck in his teeth during his performance at the Grammys.
Wait, so as someone who like looks at dudes right before they're going on stage as their job, like, do you ever say, let me see your teeth?
Absolutely. Especially like Dierks is notorious for picking up food right before he goes on stage and stresses me out every time. Cause I'm like, if one crumb gets stuck in his beard, you know, it's just whatever. So every time he does it, I stand there like a hawk watching him eat. And then when he's done chewing, I finally go, let me see your teeth.
You like get out your dental floss.
Yeah. There was one time. This was with Bobby this year when we were filming Idol. He got something stuck in his teeth. I didn't have any floss in my little kit bag and I couldn't make it back. So I had to give him a fork to start. Like somehow I found a plastic fork and I'm like having him dig in his tooth, holding up an iPhone camera so he can see himself. Yeah. It's a thing.
You know a trick that I use? I take a straw.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And like fold a straw or a staple.
Ooh, a staple. I didn't have any staples on hand, but you know, next time.
So, you know what's funny is I always end up having like a, like something from a meeting that's been stapled.
In your pocket.
I'm like, oh, look, there's a staple.
What if I start carrying staples in my kit? People are like, why do you need that exactly? But that was a big moment to see Nick Jonas with food in his teeth. I'm actually glad that he made a joke about it.
Yeah, he tweeted something along the lines of like, at least you know I eat my greens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the best way to like admit it and have a laugh about it. Because what else are you going to do? You can't go back and like reshoot it.
Absolutely not. The show must go on, which is sort of what we want to talk about today. Because these are very at casual moments. I feel like he handled it very casually and very well.
Casual,
he just tweeted about it, make a joke. I'm sure his groomer is like, ugh,
fire.
Wanting to die. Hopefully
he's looking for a new job. But.
What is your top, do you have like a top moment where you've seen someone actually just like keep going or the show must go on moment?
That I was in the room or like...
Just maybe your favorite, whichever way you want to take this
joke. I feel
joke.
Like the best one is when Fergie Peter pants.
I am so happy you brought this up. God bless her.
I mean, peed her pants.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like... I feel like she handled it pretty casually. Like she was very casual about the fact that she peed her pants. Like,
does this happen to you? Do you get stage fright though? Like about peeing? Like sometimes if I'm peeing and too many people are right in the room next door to the bathroom or something, and I feel like people can hear me, I can't even pee then, no matter how bad I have to pee.
That doesn't happen to me. But when like I do, whenever I'm having to like go on stage or do something like, and I'm not on stage that often.
I was about to say, how often are you on stage?
Or like just speak in front of a room. And, and like these things aren't that often, but like I get one of my things that like when my nerves go up, I have to pee.
Yes.
And, but then I also have to drink water and then I have to pee. And it's like, even though I don't have to pee, it's something
it's
that
like
my
an
body,
anxiety
it's
thing.
An anxiety thing. And, but you know, doing a little bit of research about her pee-pee gate. It happened in 2005 in San Diego, and apparently they were like really late for a concert.
This is when she was still in the Black Eyed Peas,
they
right?
Were in the Black Eyed, okay. She was in the Black Eyed Peas, and they were late, and it was a traffic issue. So yeah. Like there was no, they had to be late because there was no way to get them there. And she didn't speak up and say that she had to pee. And then when they got to the venue, they were rushed right on stage.
Oh my God.
And the first, she peed her pants during the first song.
And then if you Google it, I mean, you can still find these images.
Oh yeah,
there's
everywhere.
A huge wet spot. And it's very obvious what it is because of where it is on her pants.
Yeah, like they're definitely like people will sweat in their crotches.
Sure.
During some of those, I mean, if her pants, you're sweating like that in your first song, then you might want to see a doctor. But, yeah, sometimes people sweat in their crotches. But
also,
like,
though,
that
her
was
pants
like,
were really loose. Like, I could see that maybe if you were wearing something really tight.
Right.
But
right. No, that was definitely pee. She was no hiding that.
I read that to try to cover it up, she took a bottle of champagne and, like, poured it all over her body. Can you imagine you're standing there with wet pants and you're trying to be sexual?
Yeah, so gross.
You're, like, trying to make it rain with some champagne.
Let's get it started.
Okay, you want to know my favorite show must go on moment? I don't actually know if the show still went on, though.
What is it?
Ashley Simpson on SNL. Do you remember this?
I mean, her career kind of didn't go on.
Well, that's a very valid point.
She did put out another record after that was really good, but I digress.
Okay, I actually do want to talk about Ashley Simpson's music for a second, and I don't know what this is going to make people think about me, but I liked that first record.
Oh, it was? I mean,
back
it was
in
great.
The day... Remember Pieces,
the pieces
of, me,
of Me? That was
the way
song.
She said pieces.
It kind of sounds like Cher.
A little bit, yeah. I really appreciated that song.
I thought that was a great song. I mean, it was a massive, massive hit too.
Well, so what happened on SNL, if you don't know, is she was performing her massive hit, Pieces of Me, and she did that song first. Do you remember? So it's like one of those situations on Saturday Night Live where they have them the music performance or the music performer performed twice.
Right.
So she did Pieces of Me, went off without a hitch. It was great. They bring her back for the second song. And the track for Pieces of Me started playing with her vocals.
With her, like a full vocal.
Full vocal.
And look, there's a lot of artists that will have background vocal tracks or like other instruments that they, you know, don't have the musician on hand to play. Like tracks happen. It's not.
Tracks
it's
are
not
pretty common.
Yeah,
I mean,
common.
Especially with live performances like that. But to have a full vocal is kind of cheating.
Right.
That's called lip singing.
Yes. And then she like did a hoedown.
Okay. That was the part that maybe this wasn't the most at casual moment because she then starts to do this like super awkward jig is what I would call it.
I mean, she looked like she was in a hoedown.
Yeah, it truly was, but she's kind of lanky. And so then it just made it even worse. And then she ran off the stage.
She ran off stage. There's nothing less acting casual than just running off stage.
And a jig. When in doubt, do not
jig. What she should have started doing was singing Pieces of Me. So it looked like she just messed up the song.
She was like, I'm just going to do a repeat.
I'm just
going to
do this.
I thought you guys liked this so much that I'll just do it one more time. Here we go again.
Here we go. Round two.
Yeah. That was super awkward. But I mean, she did go back a year later and make fun of herself on SNL.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess that's kind of the key to any of it. It was pretty bad for her for a while, though.
I think it did kind of ruin her music career.
Right.
She was... Because, I mean, she was literally on top of the world. And the funny thing was she had a bigger hit than Jessica ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that song was much bigger than any song that Jessica had ever had. So she was, like, sort of usurping her sister.
Well, because she was seemingly, to me, the more creative, artsy, maybe musical one.
Right.
Jessica, I guess she had a big voice.
Yeah, she was more of just, like, I think she was thought of more of as just a singer.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Ashley was, and then the follow-up album was actually quite arty.
Do you remember
that? She, like, went and got a new nose, a new chin, came back, all artistic.
She's like, here I am.
She was fantastic. I want to know who did her work.
I know. I mean, she did a great nose job. But yeah, it did kind of fall apart for her. Even though I really liked that other song with the love song, remember it was like
I don't remember.
Something like la 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 la.
Oh, that was on the second record, I think.
See,
yeah.
I mean, she tried to make her comeback. Yeah. She also tried a reality show last year, and I don't think it worked either.
That was her second reality show because she had one with Ryan Cabrera too. Remember that?
I watched that one back in the day.
Atlantic when we signed Ryan Cabrera on the heels of that show. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He looked a little bit like a hedgehog to me.
A little bit. It's funny. My old, my friend Brittany, she and I have this thing like where Ryan Cabrera is that person that follows us. Like we will be in random places and we'll look over and be like, we'll be in like New Jersey. Oh my God, there's Ryan Cabrera. Like it's so
you
funny.
Walk into a random bar
and like
bar.
And now like if I, now she still lives in LA and I'm in Nashville and but if one of us sees Ryan Cabrera or like I was in I stopped at my old college's bookstore when I was driving through Virginia once and they were still selling a Ryan Cabrera poster and this is like in 2019 I was driving through and I of course told her I was going to buy it for her and send it to her.
It's like the 6 degrees of separation, but with Ryan Cabrera.
With Ryan Cabrera. He's like my Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my God. We're singing Kevin Bacon now.
Kevin Bacon.
Thank you for that. Chip just did an awkward jig. He's trying to walk off. I
dropped the mic.
So any other moments for you?
Well, I mean, this one kind of did stop the show.
What?
Booby Gate when Janet Jackson.
Do you think that was? I don't think it was an accident.
Well, let's set it up because some of these listeners might be too young to remember. But it was in Super Bowl. I don't remember what year.
Super Bowl. No clue.
No, I don't watch. I don't watch sports ball anyway. But she was performing with Justin Timberlake.
Right.
And
it's probably early 2000s if I had to guess.
Yeah, Rock Your Body was the song.
I want to rock your body.
Was that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then at the last line of the song is, I'm going to have you naked at the end of this song. And he pulls her shirt and her boob pops out.
But she did have on a pasty.
And there was a big sun pasty.
I was going to say star.
Was it a star? It might have been a star. I don't remember.
Not to get too specific, but it was something
along, covering up
something
the goods.
From the galaxies.
And I think she got fined.
Oh, there was a huge fine. CBS got fined over $500,000. Which
and
is
I think that she's barred from like live TV performances or something. I don't
know.
I think she was for a while.
Really?
Yeah. And okay, I don't think that Justin Timberlake.
That was as
I don't think the repercussions were as heavy for
some
him.
Some big bullshit right there to me. Because not to get all to like women empowerment or whatever, but like Janet got the brunt of that.
Right.
And like, let's not mistake the fact that Justin ripped her shirt.
Yeah.
He's even been back to the Super Bowl since.
Yeah.
And she has not been invited back.
No.
I just don't think that's fair.
And Janet is like an iconic American artist.
Yeah. She's a Jackson.
She's a Jackson. She's like the Jackson now.
I mean, wow. That was
now.
Now. I mean, yes, she is though. But like, I didn't know she's not. Now that I think about it, I'm like, when is the last time I saw her do a live performance?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she's been nearly as active. I mean, that might have been sort of at the tail end of like her like. Mm-hmm. But that could also have been
probably
the nail in the coffin.
Yeah. Yeah. That's terrible to me because his career has skyrocketed since.
Right.
I mean, rightfully so, he's super talented, but let's just not put it all on Janet here.
No. And well, and like, honestly, like, I feel like she was pretty casual about it.
Well, she did like make this face like, there was like a shocked face. I remember watching that live and being like, oh my God, did her nipple just come out? I remember it. And like at the moment, I thought it was a wardrobe malfunction, which is what they later claim.
Right.
But I think that it was like shock factor, you know, let's really go out with a bang.
I mean, was wardrobe malfunction coined?
I feel like that was
the birth of the wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Nipplegate. I mean, there's a lot of things I heard it called.
I mean, come on. It is a nipple.
Right.
I mean, I've seen girls in bathing suits that show more than that.
Well, I think the point is the Super Bowl is the biggest. The numbers are probably like the highest rated of anything else on TV.
Family entertainment.
And it's a ton of kids, a ton of young boys specifically. That's pretty scarring.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably loved it, but like, you know. That's not really the right audience for that.
Yeah, you're right.
But I don't think it's all on Janet either.
No, it definitely shouldn't have been all on Janet.
I don't think there was any jokes made after that one, like to try to redeem themselves.
Yeah. It was probably, was that pre-Twitter?
Oh my God. I don't know, but you're making me feel like we're so ancient. The way you're describing this whole scenario, you're like, for those listening that are too young to remember.
The Ashley Simpson thing was pre-Twitter.
Oh, wow.
Because if I were her, okay, let's play a little game. If you were Ashley Simpson, what kind of GIF would you have tweeted out the next day?
I call them GIFs. You call them GIFs?
I think it's technically GIF.
Is it? I think of GIFs as in peanut butter.
I know.
With a J. Okay, what would I have tweeted out the next day?
Yeah, what would you have tweeted if you were Ashley Simpson?
You would have to do something about lip singing. Is it lip singing or lip syncing?
I think it's lip syncing.
Shoot. God.
We're both illiterate, but we love to talk.
I, on the off the cuff, can't think of anything, of course, because you just put the spotlight on me. I really would just rather pee my pants right now.
I think I would do like a Riverdance GIF.
Me last night on SNL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just like dropping the mic. I mean, she should. That's kind of what she did. She just literally ran off.
Or I would, well, I guess Ashley happened before, but I think the best at casual like response now is just tweet a picture of Fergie peeing her pants. It's like, well, she peed her pants.
Yeah,
it's
like, can't get much worse than that. I always think about if you're a girl on stage, if you got your period during a show, that would be so embarrassing.
I mean, it's,
that's worse than peeing your pants.
Right, because like you think back to like elementary school, like mm-hmm. the first girl that happens to, like she's forever the girl who bled through. I mean, it's, kids are so cruel.
The girl who bled through.
We had a girl that we called Hot Dog.
Oh, God. Tell us more, please.
We digress. But I referenced her in a text to one of my best friends from high school last night. And she said, you know, the older I get, the more I realize that every school has a hot dog girl.
Why did you guys call her Hot Dog?
Well, you can use your imagination. We don't need to put a parental advisory on this.
Actually, you're going to have to tell me after, I guess.
Yeah, I'll fill you in.
What?
Use your imaginations, listeners.
So what's your point to this story now? Because you're not going to tell us what hot dog means.
Well, kids are cruel, and like, even if some girl didn't bleed through, like someone's getting like pegged as the girl who did.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like you just don't
like
want to.
Every
have
girl
any
gets their
of...
period at a certain age. So
sure.
It's like,
you don't want to be the girl who bleeds through.
Right.
Yeah. We've talked about this on another episode because I told you about when I used to play basketball and I would wear two tampons. Yeah.
It's still one of my favorite jokes to be like, hey, you bled through.
So mean to do to any girl because you know I'll be like, oh my God, really?
I mean, nobody can trust me. It's, you know, it's a joke.
I'm going to turn around and be like, I'm not on my period, you asshole.
<I know.
laughs> Okay. Well, I think the whole point of this is the show has to go on. So make a joke, do a jig, but don't run off the stage. Don't do a jig, actually.
Just own it. And yeah. I mean, look, all of these things that we've brought up have happened to multiple
sure.
people. It's just not... the camera's not always on them.
I mean, truly, he shouldn't, and Nick Jonas shouldn't be that embarrassed about the thing that was in his tooth because did you see his outfit? So
Versace.
Okay, we got to go before we both lose our jobs. So thank you guys for listening, and just remember to always
act casual.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Act Casual on Velvet's Edge.
We'll be back every Friday with your Act Casual topic of the week. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast to ensure that you are the first to hear each episode.
Also, we want to hear from you. What are some things that make you want to scream Act Casual or just topics you think we need to discuss? Email us at actcasual@velvetsedge.com and always remember,
Act Casual.